Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Thérèse of Lisieux. In her diary, she writes, "I have always wanted to be a saint. Alas, I have always noticed that when I compared myself to the saints, there is between them and me the same difference that exists between a mountain whose summit is lost in the clouds, and the obscure grain of sand trampled underfoot by passers-by. Instead of becoming discouraged, however, I said to myself, God cannot inspire unrealizable desires. I can then, in spite of my littleness, aspire to holiness. It is impossible for me to be perfect, and so I must bear with myself, such as I am, with all my imperfections. But I want to seek out a means of going to heaven by a little way, a way that is very straight, very short, and totally new. We are living now in an age of inventions, and we no longer have to take the trouble of climbing stairs, for an elevator has replaced these very successfully. I wanted to find an elevator which would raise me to Jesus, for I am too small to climb the rough stairway of perfection. I searched then in the scriptures for some sign of this elevator, the object of my desires, and I read these words coming from the mouth of eternal wisdom. Whoever is a little one, let him come to me. And so I succeeded. I felt I had found what I was looking for. The elevator which must raise me to heaven is your arms, O Jesus. And for this, I had no need to become perfect, but rather just to remain little and become more and more dependent upon you." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Pope St. John Paul II declared Thérèse a universal doctor of the Church. That means her teaching will help everyone who wants to be a saint. And that special teaching is called the Little Way. Well, what is the Little Way? The first step is to know who you are. You are not God. So stop acting like it, because that's pride. Now, don't be offended. We all suffer from pride. Pride is simply the false thinking that we have been left on our own. So we have to figure everything out on our own and protect ourselves. Otherwise, we will fail and die. So we think and act as if everything depends on us and the weight of the world is on our shoulders. And that is crushing. But it's a lie. We are not alone. God is our Father, and He is Almighty. Almighty means He works all things for good for those who love Him. God is your Father, and that means that no matter what happens, you will be okay. You are safe. The storm might rage, but Jesus is in the boat, and He has everything under control. You are safe. So let's make the decision right now to stop playing God and to turn our lives and our will over to God. Are you ready to do that? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Knowing that you are not God is only half of the equation. The other half is this. You were made in the image of God and are invited by Him to share in His life as His son or daughter. God created the whole universe because He wanted to create you. And out of love for you, God wants to flood your soul with His life. The whole Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, want to live in you through faith and baptism, so that sharing in their divine life, you become divine with them. God wants you to coexist with Him, to share in His divine being. For that is what God does for those He loves. He raises you up to make you like Himself. Who are you? You are a child of God the Father. That is your identity and your personal worth. And no one can take that from you. And with God as your Father, no matter what happens, you are safe. John Paul said that this is the most authentic meaning of spiritual childhood and the little way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now that we know who we are not God, but we are sons and daughters of God Most High, then let's take responsibility and start acting like it. God the Father has made me His son. I share His divine life. My true home is heaven. Wow, that's a lot to be grateful for. The question is, what can I do in return? Well, love Him. How? In little ways. Do all for the love of God in little ways. Where do I start? Well, begin each day this way. As soon as you wake up, before you roll out of bed, make the morning offering. What's the morning offering? It's this. Father, I give you my prayer, work, joy, and suffering of this day, and I offer it for the love of you and for the salvation of souls. Then everything you do or endure that day will be done for the love of God. Then just practice becoming more aware of His presence through the day. And when you remember Him, say, Father, I do this for the love of you. I accept that for the love of you. And in this way, we love God all day long and with every part of our day. And you know, come to think of it, it's pretty hard to sin when we're actively thinking about and loving God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Once we share in God's life, in his divine being, then we can share in his divine activity. And his greatest activity or work is the salvation of souls. So God has placed his life in you and then sent you on a rescue mission to help save souls. And you can actually help save your spouse, kids, friends, and even enemies, and even strangers, just by living the little way. You already started with the morning offering, but renew it throughout the day by saying to Jesus, Jesus, I offer you this prayer, this duty, this meeting. I hate meetings. This red light. I really hate red lights. This difficult conversation, but you can also offer this delightful meal, this beautiful walk in the sun and trees, and especially don't forget to offer up your suffering. Jesus, I accept these things and I offer them to you to save souls. Why is this possible? Because we share in the life of God. And therefore, we get to share in the work of God, Now remember this. Worry, anger, and anxiety will not help your loved ones get to heaven, and it might wreck your own soul. So get rid of those. Instead, build the habit of offering every little thing to God to save souls. Jesus, I offer this to you. Jesus, for souls. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what does this feast of Therese and the Little Way, what does it cause you to reflect upon?
First, I want to congratulate you because that was a fantastic meditation. I feel like perhaps I've heard some of it, but just that first point seemed very fresh to me and I was very struck by it.
Well, thankfully, I can take no credit for that because I was just reading.
That was all her. I know, but still, you found it and it was very, very beautiful.
Actually, I didn't find it. This is the great gift of being Catholic because the church just gives it to us.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, very simply, John Paul makes her a doctor of the church, says, hey, everybody, you need to know this. And just gives it to us on a on a platter.
But I think he's absolutely right that this feels like the secret key to becoming a saint.
It is.
It's so beautiful.
What about it particularly strikes you? And you don't have to, don't feel like you got to summarize things theologically perfectly. Mm-hmm. Just what strikes you?
My sense about it, because yeah, I couldn't describe it theologically. I'm not a theologian, but this is the most attainable I've ever heard someone describe sanctity. that she describes this desire for an elevator. I love that she wants it to be easier because it's a twofold thing. A, she's saying it doesn't have to be this strenuous breaking of self where there's no good left and you have to give up everything you've ever enjoyed in life. She's asking for it to be easy, but that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because she wants to come more easily to God. She wants an elevator, and I think that's so beautiful, and it's not the perspective I've heard before. And I think one of the subtle things that keeps me from even considering the reality of the call to sanctity is that it sounds impossible. It sounds like you just have to not enjoy life, and I don't think that's what we're made for at all.
I think you've hit on one of the biggest obstacles. How about this? St. Thomas Aquinas, maybe the greatest theologian ever, made it clear. God made us not for sorrow, but for delight.
But our issue is what we think of delight as. And I've been thinking about this a lot recently, just in daily life, especially as a young adult, as far as what I thought delight was when I was in college in a college town, and what I think it is now with a couple like habits that I think a lot of college students have, including, like, for one thing, I feel like a lot of social situations entirely revolve around drinking. And we've talked about drinking on the podcast. It's not a bad thing because it can be a very delightful, in the same way that culinary arts can be delightful, a good drink can be very delightful. But some people don't understand the good of drinking, and they just think that they have to drink to have fun, or they think that they have to feel the effects of a drink in order to be enjoying that drink, and they can't separate that out. But they're misplacing the good, and I see this across the board with how young adults are discovering delight, that they're not understanding where the good is at. That this is actually a thought I had because there was a situation where there were a ton of people that were like, no, we want to show up to this party, but there's another party, so we're going to go to that and this one, and it's this desire to be everywhere, and there's this great, FOMO, fear of missing out. But in reality, you're not going to find a better good at either of those parties unless you're bringing the good, unless you're just going to show up and make the most of any situation, trying to go to a million different places and hoping that those external experiences will bring joy to you, you're not going to enjoy any of them, and you're not going to be a joyful person or someone who others delight in if you're always looking for external things to make everything better for you. Versus now, I'm beginning to understand that you can find joy in almost anything, but you have to be the person creating and pursuing it in your own right. Yeah. And this sounds like an absolute rant, but this is coming from the understanding that what saints let go of are small joys that we perceive as great joys in our lifetime.
Well, let me say it this way. What the saints let go of is counterfeits.
Counterfeits is such a good word for it. These things that we assume that's the greatest goal, to be the peak of every social pyramid and to delight by drinking too much or by being in the know about everything. All these things that seem like success and happiness, but it's really not the be-all, end-all joy, and it's not the fullest life.
No, I mean, think about... I love this passage from Sirach chapter 31, verse 27. What is life to a man who is without wine? It has been created to make men glad. When wine drunk in season and temperately is rejoicing of heart and gladness of soul. Wine drunk to excess is bitterness of soul.
Yes.
So God made us for delight, to find the pleasing aspects in every good thing, to get together with friends,
yeah,
to delight in your friends, to delight in good conversation, to delight in the taste of a steaming hot cup of black coffee or a nice Irish whiskey or a, you know that actually Chopin is the best vodka?
Chopin? You can't say that. We have promoted Sobieski vodka on this podcast so much that we're almost sponsored.
I know, King Jan Sobieski is my favorite, but you can't drink Sobieski straight. It just, you have to mix it.
I don't know many people drinking vodka straight in
Chopin,
the first place.
Because Chopin is so smooth. My point is that we don't drink to alter how we feel.
If you don't feel good enough without drinking, it's only going to make you feel worse because it's going to make you much more annoying.
Yeah, that's right.
Less likable to everyone around you.
Yeah, we don't drink to feel better. We pick a drink because we delight in that drink.
Yeah.
Not to change how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people think, their emotions are out of control. And they have to use alcohol or a drug to alter their emotions.
Which unfortunately will make your control of self and your own emotions
even
impossible.
Even worse. And it'll make you less able to do what you're made to do. Delight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we could say that the little way is learning how to delight.
Mm-hmm. It's learning how to delight. It's making it so simple because, again, she just, instead of trying to break herself and push herself more, she's letting go. And she's going with the currents that God already wants to carry her with.
Excellent.
We think of this pursuit of sanctity as so against human nature that we'll have to let go of everything that we are. But who you are is meant to be a child of God pursuing sanctity. It will be so much easier for you. And those decisions, it seems like it will go against everything in your nature. But it's almost like God has already built a perfect path for you. And if you start listening to, maybe I shouldn't have that third or fourth or fifth drink. Maybe I shouldn't do A, B, or C or be watching this. And you'll find something that's so much better and easier to delight in.
Yeah.
And you'll become a more delightful person.
Yeah, it's like...
And that's sanctity.
We're flowing down this beautiful river, and then we get tempted by something on the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And we start going against the tide and clawing through the reeds and the muck up the bank. We're clawing through it to get to this temptation.
And you'll realize it was a mirage anyway.
Yeah. Just keep flowing down the river.
Yeah. Yeah. That is my big takeaway from this is that these things that we sacrifice heaven for are absolutely nothing. It's worth nothing. It's like heading towards a Michelin star restaurant and you've got reservations and it's free and you're really looking forward to this meal. And then you walk past McDonald's and you're like, I've got to stop for this.
Oh,
I've got to stop.
Oh, yeah.
And now you've missed your reservation for what? You feel like crap.
Yeah.
You've had some greasy.
And that's the way sin makes us feel.
Yeah. But it smells like McDonald's, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God for the church that gives us these saints and this very simple and easy little way. Well, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.